Welcome to Simplify. I'm Caitlin Schiller.
And I'm Benjamin Solar.
And today is a really exciting day because of two things. Thing number one, we're here in this room to celebrate the fact that we've been nominated for a Webby Award, which, if you don't know, is like the Emmys of the internet.
It's a big deal.
It is a huge deal, and we would love to win this award. The way that we win this award is being elected by judges or to be elected by you. We need you to go vote. If you could go to the link that we're going to give you in these show notes on my social media, on Ben's social media, on everybody's social media, and vote for Simplify as best podcast in the health and wellness section, that would make my day, it would make Ben's day, and it would make the day of...
all the people that are in the room.
All the people that are in the room. This is the other reason this is really exciting. It's not just me and Ben here today. It's not me alone with a microphone and an author in New York City. It's me, Terrence, Odysseus Constantino, and Ben Jackson. Terrence also has a last name, and it's Mickey. All here, really excited, a little giddy to celebrate together, and we wanted to introduce you to some of the people behind Simplify, because this is a big day for us, and it's a big day for everyone in this room, so you should hear from them, too.
Yeah. You know what I thought?
What?
I thought I would just ask them about books.
Like we always do.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, pass the mic.
Introducing the one and only Ben Jackson.
Hey, everybody.
Ben, what's up? It's Ben.
Hey, it's also Ben.
All right, 10-second interview. All right, Ben.
Okay.
This time you're in the spotlight. I'll ask you two questions. Ready?
Yep.
I'll do my best, Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last nonfiction book you read or listened to?
Oh, God. The Big Picture by Sean Carroll.
What's one thing you learned from that book that has changed your life or that you want to share with other people?
That the arrow of time, meaning that we can remember past events but not future ones, is a product of the always increasing amount of entropy in the universe.
Can you unpack that sentence?
The arrow of time is just like, you know, all of the spatial dimensions, right? I can walk forward and then I can turn around and walk backwards, right? And time is also a dimension. But you can't do that with time. Why not? And why is it that we have access to the past in a way we don't have access to the future? And that does not like translate into spatial dimensions. And then Sean Carroll says that it's because of like entropy as a mathematical like necessity. It's not even like a force in the universe. It's just like something about the nature of entropy itself that any change in state will always lead to more. But that's about as far as I can unpack it.
Odie. It's me, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
All right. You have been involved in editing a lot of Simplify episodes. Your voice can be heard, Easter egg, in I think 3 episodes. People have to go and find them.
Sure.
But before they do that, real quick, tell the people some of your knowledge. What's the last nonfiction book you listened to or read?
I was listening this morning to the end of the Michael Pollan book, How to Change Your Mind.
What's one thing you want to share about that?
I didn't know before about the research into depression. There's a theory that it's due to an overactive default mode network, which is it's a network of regions in the brain which deal with autobiography, and that psychedelics have proven to quiet that network and to give people at least a temporary respite.
Psychedelics win.
All right.
For the win, psychedelics.
Terrence Mickey, host and producer of 2 new pilots and also editor of Simplify. Share your knowledge. What's the last nonfiction book you listened to or read?
The Years by Annie Ernaux. I'm going to mispronounce. She has a French last name.
What do you want to share about it?
Let's mispronounce it together. Ernaux.
1, 2, 3. Ernaux. Nailed it.
Yeah. I apologize to her in advance for butchering that last name.
What do you want to share about it?
Oh, she does a lot of autobiographical... kind of fiction, nonfiction, but this book is her kind of magnum opus, like of her, it's history, it's sociology, it's her personal story. And it's just one of the most like comprehensive kind of quote memoirs that I've read in a long time, because she takes like French history along with her personal narrative. Yeah, and she's a great, great writer, sentence by sentence. And a new discovery. I had not known who she was, and I picked up a book, Happening, which is, again, like the story of an abortion she got in like the 60s when it was illegal in France. And again, it's like her personal story, but then you just, it's like timely in what's happening in the States as to like, here's what it means to go through this. And she's got a nice combination of like being very personal, but also being very analytical. And it's a, yeah, she's great.
Cool.
Did I bring it down enough or should I take it one step further and share the other nonfiction I booked? No, that's all that's been on my desk lately.
All right.
Wait, Ben, what have you been reading?
I've also been listening to the Michael Pollan book, narrated by Michael Pollan, which is great because it's like having Michael Pollan tell you stories about doing drugs. This all came from the Ayelet Waldman interview that Caitlin did about microdosing. I like opened up a new category for me. I didn't know this was like a thing. And then the Michael Pollan book actually connects to Entropy, Ben Jackson, and the Default Mode Network. In talking about whatever, the neuroscience of brain. I'm really interested in children's neuroscience, plasticity of children's brains. Michael Pollan gets into that. And the whole thing being read by Michael Pollan makes it sticky for some reason.
I would also say that it seems like our Team Simplify over here has a theme. Entropy, depression, hallucinogenics. The last nonfiction book I read was actually of an author that you'll hear in season 6, so stay tuned. A guy named Randolph Nessie, who wrote a book called Good Reasons for Bad Feelings, which A, is an amazing title, and B, talks about why things like anxiety and depression, or the ways in which these traditionally viewed sort of negative things are actually kind of adaptive and have a place in human psychology that is healthy in some ways. It was super fascinating and really surprised me and would definitely recommend it. So, Ben,
people actually got like 6 awesome book recommendations from this short little episode.
6?
I mean, more than 6? A lot. Anyway, 7 more reading.
You, 7 if you include my new forthcoming book about microdosing, Bad Reasons for Good Feelings.
Take it away.
Anyway, that's definitely enough book recommendations to keep people like inspired and reading until season 6 starts.
Yeah, we didn't want to just ask you for a thing. We wanted to give you a thing too, which is to introduce you to the wonderful people behind Simplify, give you some book recs, and also ask you one more time, please go vote for us. We would be so excited to win this thing. Yeah, would mean the world to me. I don't typically win stuff. Anyway, we're going to make it really easy for you to go vote for us on the Webbies. We'll put a link in the show notes here. There will be a link on my Twitter account. It's at Caitlin Schiller. A link on Ben's at Bisto. I don't know. Do you guys use social media? Audie, how about you?
I have a Twitter account.
Do you?
Yeah, it's at Ghost Meat.
Is that like Doc Meat?
Or... No, it's Meat double E. Double E.
Okay. You're okay with us promoting this?
What?
You don't post anything, right? You're just a lurker.
I've started to post, but I'm not even looking for followers right now. I'm not accepting any followers.
You're
if you'd like to apply to be a follower.
But send me an email if you're interested.
Right. Right. Okay.
We'd love to win this thing. Please go vote for us. You can find a link to vote for us on the Webbies on all of Blinkist social media. So find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, anywhere else. You can find all of our personal Twitters with links at the addresses we gave you. We'll also include it in these show notes. So, yeah, please vote for us. We would love to win. This is super exciting. Thank you all so much for listening. And thanks to everybody who has made Simplify great, including our amazing guests over the past 2 years.
Yeah, seriously. Should we check out? Should we do a checkout?
Let's do it.
All right. We're all going to check out.
All right.
This is how we do it. This is Ben checking out.
This is Caitlin checking out.
This is Audie checking out.
This is Terrence checking out.
This is your boy Ben Jackson checking out.
And cut.